Hey, Faith Lutheran Church, it's Pastor Terrell here. It's Wednesday afternoon. I have a little word for you this Wednesday afternoon. The readings for Sunday come from Isaiah in the Gospel of Mark and Paul's letter to the Corinthian church, 1 Corinthians. And I think I'll talk a little, just briefly, about our epistle reading. That's Paul's letter to the Corinthian church. It'll be 1 Corinthians chapter 9, starting in verse 15. So chapter 9, verses 15 through 27. However, I'm just going to read a short portion of it. It's on my mind today, this afternoon, and I'd like to talk with you briefly about it. So here's what Paul writes. He's writing to the church. He's trying to straighten things out. He's trying to give them a proper understanding of God's word, of the gospel of Jesus Christ and what that means for them. He doesn't want them to put themselves back under the law. And he doesn't want them to add anything to the gospel. Jesus is enough. He's trying to help them understand that it is Jesus Christ alone. His death, his resurrection, his life. He is the Lamb of God. He is the Redeemer of the world, the Savior. Jesus is enough. You don't need to add anything else to it. And so here's what he says. I'm going to read you 1 Corinthians chapter 9, starting in verse 19. For though I am free from all, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win more of them. To the Jews I became as a Jew, in order to win the Jews. To those under the law I became as one under the law, although not being under the law myself, that I might win those who are under the law. To those outside the law, or not having the law, I guess, to those outside the law, I became as one outside the law, not being outside the law of God, but being under the law of Christ, that I might win those outside the law. To the weak, I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share with them in its blessings. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 19 to 23. And Paul here, he wants us to know, the church, to know that the gospel is a big deal. The gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news of our salvation, in Jesus. He has saved us from sin, from death, from the devil, from the oppression that comes from those places and those things, the fear of those things, the guilt and the shame that comes with sin. Jesus has set us free from those things. And we are free from the oppression of God's law. You see, God's law brings an overwhelming, almost oppressive requirement of you and me. And Christ Jesus fulfills that requirement for us. In his righteousness and in his holiness, we are given these things, imputed. Christ's righteousness comes to me in my baptism. Christ's goodness, Christ's holiness comes to me as a gift. This is a freeing reality, Paul is trying to say, that we are indeed free in Christ Jesus. However, he also says that though he's free, he enslaves himself to people in situations and in circumstances so as to share the gospel with them, to save some, to share in the blessings of the gospel, which is our freedom, our forgiveness, life, salvation, free from sin, death, and the devil. Paul wants all people to come to this understanding. Weak, Jews, those who are burdened by the law, those who are outside the law, they don't have a law, right? He wants all people, and he's willing to become one of them, to bring the good news to them so that they might believe. Now, I was thinking about all of this and what that means for us today, because you and I are, like Paul, freed in Christ, freed from the guilt and shame that comes with sin. We have forgiveness in Christ as a gift. We're freed from the fear of death, because in Christ we have life. We're freed from the devil. Christ has overcome all of these things for us, and in love provides them for us. Now, in this life, in this time that we're living, a couple of things popped in my head. First of all, we cannot use this freedom in a corrupted way to create for us a new law or a new God. So I cannot, in my freedom, in this forgiveness I have, this gospel reality, I cannot make for myself up new doctrine, a new way of living. I cannot proclaim myself free, knowing that I'm forgiven. This is like cheap grace, in a way, okay? I cannot go on sinning, go on rejecting God's word, knowing that I'm forgiven in Christ. This cheapens what Jesus has done. This cheapens the gospel of Jesus Christ. When you know you are free, when you know you are freed by the blood of Christ, when you understand and believe the gospel and receive its blessings, we have welling up within us, pouring out from us good things, a desire to know God's word, to love it, to follow him as best we can. The Ten Commandments become not a burden and something that condemns us, but a guide for our life. Secondly, Paul, in his freedom, decides to serve. He makes himself a servant. The word here is more like a bondservant, a slave. So he sees people who are in need of the gospel of Jesus, and he becomes what he needs to become so that they might be able to hear the gospel. Do you know people in your life who are in the midst of some kind of deep struggle or affliction, who are alone, who fear death, who are overcome with sin? What do they need so that they might hear? What do you need to become so that they might hear the gospel? Paul becomes a Jew to the Jews, someone who's lawless, though he is under the law of Christ, so that he might share the gospel with those who are lawless, those who are burdened and under the law. Though he's not under the law, he becomes like one who is under the law, so that he might earn an opportunity to share the gospel. So in our freedom in this life, in your freedom in Christ, as a baptized child of God, someone that Christ Jesus himself has made holy, has redeemed, has saved by his blood, we are forgiven. You're free. You're free in Christ. You have real, true, everlasting freedom. And nothing can take this from you. But how do we go about living with this freedom? Are we in rejection of God's word, as we talked about Sunday, creating for ourselves new ideas and new doctrine and new grand understanding of his scripture? Are we servants of the people around us so that they might hear the gospel of Jesus and share in the blessings of these good news? Just a couple of thoughts that I had on my mind as I was looking at this section of Paul's letter to the Corinthian church. We are free indeed, though we should be servants of all. Let's pray. Father in heaven, in your Son Jesus Christ, all the gifts of heaven come to us by your grace, forgiveness and life and salvation. We are indeed saved from sin, death, and the devil. We pray, Lord, that in our freedom, in our salvation, we might never take for granted your gracious word and your precious gifts. Help us always to live rightly in our freedom. Live well under you in submission to your holiness, your lordship. And also, Lord, help us to live in love toward our neighbor. as a servant toward them, so that they might hear the gospel and share in our blessing, in the blessings of the gospel. Help us, Lord, to know wisdom and truth and to be bold and to proclaim. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen.